Blog Talk Radio.
Who has written several books. Some of you may have read them, Mountain of Spices and Hinds Feet to the High Places, etc. But she wrote this neat little poem she calls The Water Song. Come, oh come, Let us away lower, lower every day. Oh, what joy it is to race down to find the lowest place. This is the dearest law we know. It is happy to go low. Sweetest urge and sweetest will, let us go down lower still. Hear the summons, night and day, calling us to come away. From the heights we leap and flow to the valleys down below, always answering the call to the lowest place of all. Sweetest urge and sweetest pain, to go low, then rise again. I guess we're all fairly glad that the water doesn't stay on the mountain, but it seeks out the low place in the valleys where we can get our hands on it. So we want to continue this. Behold your king. Let's see if I know how to do this. Maybe. If you were looking for a manger, it's over on this side. You can come and see it. But I want to look at this. Behold your king. When Jesus fulfilled that prophetic statement of Zechariah, it says, behold your king, he is humble and lowly. Jesus, when he introduced himself, says, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly. I am humble of heart. Jesus taught the low way. But that low way, when lived to the fullest, is the high way. Jesus came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the way of a true king. Not some pompous monarch sitting on, I guess, a pompous throne, but a slave that can kneel and wash feet. Jesus knew how to go low, and he invites us. Did he not say, you don't know what I've done, but you are to emulate what I have done? And then consider this. He says it's as beloved children we are to imitate him. All of us who have or have had children are very often amused when our kids kind of walk like we walk or say some words we say. Sometimes we wish they wouldn't. And we think it's all really cute. Well, that's what God's after, that we would be like little children, not have to think about this, but just emulate Jesus. Jesus washing feet. See, he's the king. In the world, we would change those two guys around, wouldn't we? We would put Jesus up on the seat and put Peter down low. But it's about Jesus, not Peter. And then you consider he washed the feet of not only all the nice guys, but of someone who would deny him, someone who would betray him. He knew the low way, which was the highway, because it's what delighted the heart of God. So we sing, oh come, let us adore him. And as we think about the birth of Jesus, we come like these shepherds. And we bow before the servant shepherd in a cave, not in a castle. And we kneel in the dirt, not on some Persian rug. See, everything about Jesus has a low feel about it. He was born in that little no-account town of Bethlehem. Micah said, it's too small to even be considered amongst the clans of Judah. This is Bethlehem today. And the hills in the back are known as the Shepherd's Hills. And so we still sing, O little town of Bethlehem. And when the time came for Jesus to be born, no place was found to give him. A little privacy for this awesome event, except a dank and dark and smelly cave. You know, we have manger scenes and they look so nice, don't they? If you want to make them look really appropriate, you know, you got to sprinkle a little straw, a little manure, and then it'll be just right. But we leave that part out. And so we kind of romanticize. And the first to hear the birth announcement wasn't Herod. It wasn't the Sanhedrin. It wasn't the high priest. It were these shepherds out there on the hillside. Shepherds were held in low esteem. They were nobody. They were less than nobody. And yet, I guess I want to mention another thing. These were even the lowest of the low because they were on the night shift. And yet these were the nobodies that God singled out for the privilege of the angelic visitation. They were on the job. And the angels knew where to find them. You might think you are low, but remain faithful and stay at your post. And the other thing about these shepherds that I really like is the fact of the immediacy of their response. They say, we didn't read that far down, but they say, come, let us go right now, even now, and see this thing. They didn't say, oh, well, let's get the good night's sleep. We'll go tomorrow and see if there's anything about it. I mean, after all, Walmart's open till midnight.